Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Omud Beis. And we really finished off Simen Shin Vav yesterday in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, but we have a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah and the Dear Shu footnotes to catch up on, and then we'll start in Mitzvah Shem Shin Zayin today. So, let us begin. We will quickly go outside over the last Sif, Sif Yudalid, in the Mechaber. The last Sif in Shin Vav, Yudalid, the Mechaber told us that Rachmana Litzlan, in a situation where a woman has been abducted for conversion purposes, so you're obviously allowed to do everything that is necessary on Shabbos to go and save this woman, Yisurim Daraisa, and certainly Yisurim Darabanan. However, we brought down that if, unfortunately, she was a willing participant in this, so then you would not be allowed to do Yisurim Daraisa, but according to some, you could do Yisurim Darabanan, to transgress Yisurim Darabanan, in order to go and prevent this woman from Rachmana Litzlan converting. And if a person has any hesitation in doing so, Beis Din goes with a love. The Beis Din should go and force him and say, listen, go and save your daughter over here. You shouldn't think for a second that this is a problem of Chilul Shabbos when she's been abducted against her will. You need to go and save her. That essentially was the Mechaber. The Ramah said, look in Simen Shin Chav Ches Sif Yod. And that's actually the last Mishnah Berurah that we have to do. In Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining what the Ramah is alluding to over there. And he says, in the Haggah, the Issa Shom, if you go look over there in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yod, in the Ramah, he writes, the Misha Rotzim La'onso, Shiavor Avera Gedola. If on a one-time basis, Gaim are trying to unfortunately make a person do an Avera, such as even going over here and doing Avodah Zarah, Ein mechalim all of Shabbos kedei latzilo. You don't have the right to go and transgress Shabbos in order to save him from that one time being over that iser. The ein stir lekan. Now that doesn't contradict what we learned over here. That says you're allowed to be mechalim Shabbos over here in order to prevent this woman from being abducted and being forced to convert. And there the difference is the hasam Irish shirotzim laonso shiavar avera pam echod. The Ramah that we just alluded to in Simen Shin Chav Ches is talking about a one-time event. Right now they want you to bow down over here to this avodah zarah, and of course the halacha is you're not allowed to do that. So the person has to give up his life, and in that situation you are not allowed to go and be mechal Shabbos to go and help that person. Even though it's an unbelievably big sin, this sin of being over the Avodas Kochavim over here, to go and lavo the Avodas Gilulim, to go and worship idols. Ain't tzarich lechalel Shabbos kedei latzilu. You don't have the right over here to go and be mechalel Shabbos in order to prevent him from doing this Avera. The mechalel Shabbos gam kein ke'ovid avos kogulim. Because the act of desecrating the Shabbos over here is equally as severe as the act of this person doing this Avera, Rachmana Litzlan. And therefore, you don't have the right to trade and say, well, I'll do this Avera in order for him not to do that Avera on a one-time basis. That's the key differential over here. Mashe King Khan, in our case over here in Simen Shin Vav, where we're talking about this young woman, unfortunately, is being abducted, and she's going to end up being a avodis kochavim for her entire life. Every single day she's going to be a mumeris. Every day she's going to be a heretic. Every single day she's going to be mechal Shabbos every Shabbos. So then, in this situation, we have the right to go be mechal Shabbos now once in order to prevent the multiple Chilulei Shabboses that will occur in the future. Therefore, over here, when you're talking about one Chilul Shabbos for multiple preventions of Chilul Shabbos, it's permissible. As opposed to in Shin Chav Ches, you're talking about one Chilul Shabbos to prevent one Isser Gadol, so then in this situation, you can't make such a trade-off. Now, there are numerous items in the Dear Shavunas that I want to talk about, but first let's just finish off this last Mishnah Berurah. He brings down somewhat related din. He brings down Kosov Knesset HaGdola. He brings down from the Knesset HaGdola. Delaleches chutz l'tchum b'shabes linkom nikmas aviv mirotzchem mutter. It is permitted for a person, the Knesset HaGdola says, to go beyond the tchum of Shabbos in order to go and avenge the murder of his father. And Dishavut number 63 brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igris Moshe that Ulai Kavanaso, maybe what the Knesset HaGdola is alluding to over here, is the famous mitzvah known as the mitzvah that is Mutelis al Hagol Adam Linkom. There is a mitzvah that the closest relatives have this requirement to be the Goel Adam, to be the avenger, so to say, of the blood of their relative. And according to one day in the Gemara in Makkos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, mitzvah al Goel Adam Laharog Isser Rotzeach. There is in fact a mitzvah for him to go and kill the person that killed his relative. Now, there's a whole discussion over there. What are we talking about? This is before he goes to the Beis Din, after he goes to the Beis Din, after he's been convicted. Is it talking about an accidental killing, a rotzeach b'shogeg? Is it talking about a person who intentionally murdered? All these dinim, again, need to be looked at in great detail. And in fact, when Moshe Feinstein himself leads this, Anisha Shom b'tzarach in Godol, as to what the halach is. So, in any event, that seems to be what the Knesset Sagdola is telling us is the din over here. However, the Toma Olav HaMogin Avram Mishagisayi, both the Mogin Avram and the Shagisayi are surprised that the Knesset Agdola says over here that you're allowed to go beyond the Trum on Shabbos in order to do this so-called mitzvah over here. The Holo Odif Mishai Tzoruch Mitzvah. This is no different than any other Tzoruch Mitzvah. The Osole Lechutz L'Trum Avur, that you're not only go beyond the Trum in order to do these mitzvahs. So therefore, both the Mogin Avram and the Shagisayi are surprised, they're perplexed, Toma, on this din of the Knesset Agdola. That concludes basically the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurahs on Siman Shin Vav. But as I mentioned, there are a number of interesting Dirshu footnotes that relate really to what we've learned in this last Sif. So we can start off looking at Dirshu foot number 58. And he writes, what about the din? Lin soa l'shabes li'yishuv she'en bo minyan al-manas l'kar v'chokim. We're talking here about Rachmon al-San, a woman that got kidnapped to be converted. So we talk about some related ideas of Kiv Rechokim. So he says, what happens if you want to go to a yishuv that doesn't have a minyan, and your purpose of going there is to try to be makar of the people? You're going there, it's great to be makar of those people, but you're going to personally lose out over here on davening with a minyan. So Rav Ozner Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, she actually saw it. You have the right to go in that situation. Mishum sha'af im nechshovim hachilonim kiposhim velo kitinoko shenishbu, because even if the people in that yishuv that you're going to are considered willful sinners over here, and not just children that don't know, they were brought up and raised in captivity, so to say, and don't know what they're doing, if we even want to consider them willful sinners, mutav shiava alisa the rabbanon, it's still better for you to be over the issue of the rabbanon over here, so to say, of not davening with the minyan, in order to do this mitzvah gedola of kirov achenu hatoim, to go and help convert these wayward people. And he says, v'kol shekein kishenu over alisa, and certainly when you're not being over in Israel over here, not davening with a minyan is lacking to be mekayim a mitzvah over here, but it's not an iser. You're being mevatel a mitzvah of davening with a minyan, but it's not an iser to daven by yourself. Shari Lidasa Stechemed, he brings down from the Stechemed, the bitul mitzvah omrim chatei kidei shiska chavercho. We do apply the principle over here that you can go and sin in order to help your friend over here. If that sinning that we're talking about over here is not really a sin, it is just not being able to do a mitzvah that you otherwise would have done. In yesterday's shiur, we learned in the Mishnah Berurah that there is a Magen Avraham who said that it's not clear if the girl who's being abducted in the case, if she's a ketana, do you have the right to go and free her in that situation by being mechal Shabbos? Because after all, right now she technically is not chayev in any mitzvos. So in Dish foot number 59, he brings down from Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, and he writes, this suffix over here, she'enu el legabi acherim, haboim latzila. That's only true for other people. A person can be asked this question. The Magen Avraham said, do I have the obligation to go and be Mechal Shabbos over here to save this Ketana? However, not for the father. That's for somebody else. For the father, Vaday Shechayiv Latzila. Rav Moshe says that the father absolutely can go and be Mechal, even according to the suffix that says maybe you shouldn't go be Mechal Shabbos over here, even according to the side that says that this girl's a Ketana, she's not doing anything wrong, so how do you have the right to be Mechal Shabbos to prevent her from eventually being a Gedola, but right now she's not. So for somebody else, they have this Shaila, but not for the father. Shari Mechuyiv Lasia, because the father has an obligation to go and marry her off. Father has an obligation to raise her properly. The Kosher King, Shemechuyiv Lidog, Shetiyak Sheru Ladas Yisrael, and certainly he has an obligation to make sure that she grows up being a God-fearing Jewish woman. And therefore, Vim Kain, Ein Hu Chote Bishvila, he's not really sinning for her, and one, again, argues that she's not yet obligated, Ella instead, Ella Bishul Chiyav Hamutal Alav. He's sinning now because he has an obligation and not because of her obligations. Very interesting way that Rav Moshe looks at it. Dear Shifu number 60 brings down, even the reasoning that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos over here for somebody in need is because of Pikuach Nefashos, and that they should live by these principles. Here there is no risk to life, it's only a spiritual risk, but there's no risk to life. They're not going to kill her, they're just going to kidnap her and convert her. So nevertheless, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal Rav Ozner writes, The same rules apply over here. Kivin sheyesh tam nosaf lahatir chilul Shabbos amokim pikuach nafashos. Because there's another reason besides what we just said v'chai behem. And normally we say v'hu chalel olav Shabbos aches kedei sheyishmor Shabbosos harbe. Because there's another principle as well. It's better that you desecrate one Shabbos now and be able to observe many Shabbosos in the future. And this applies here as well. So therefore, one can go and be mechal Shabbos on behalf of this abducted woman as well. Now, Dishufu number 61 says, what about the case where we said from the Ramah bringing down from Shin Chav Ches that you're not allowed to go be Mechal Shabbos on a one-time basis to prevent somebody from doing an Averi Gedola on a one-time basis? So he brings down, however, if you think that that person is going to, in fact, give up their life and not transgress the Avera, they will be Yehoreg Val Yavar over here. They won't do the Avera Vodazor or Kilo Arias or Shichos Domin that they're being asked to do. So then in Shin Chav Ches it writes, She Tochin She Tzorich L'Chal Shabbos Avura. Then you are allowed to go and be Mechal Shabbos on his behalf. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, the Yigris Moshe brings down, Shehol V'Stapik B'Zeh Mishnah Bura. Since the Mishnah Bura isn't clear about this, Yesh L'Chal Lovas HaShabbos K'Kol Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. There is no clear-cut resolution. So he says, absolutely in this situation, like any other Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, we Paskin Haloch L'Maisa, you could go, in fact, and be Mechal Shabbos over there if that person may give up his life. Finally, Dirshu foot number 62 brings down, in regards to what we've already learned previously in Hilchos Shabbos, Shemechal Shabbos, Hariyu Kikofi B'mayis Ibreisha, somebody that's Mechal Shabbos is essentially denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, because Shabbos means the day of rest, and if you say there is no such thing as a day of rest, you're Mechal that Shabbos, you're basically saying you don't believe in Mayis Ibreishas. And therefore, it's considered like the person over here is Oved Avodah Zorah. He's a kofir. And that's why we compare over here being Mechal Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to prevent a person from being Oved Avodah Zorah. We consider essentially the two as a trade-off. You're not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zorah in order to prevent somebody from being Oved Avodah Zorah. So you're not allowed to go over here and be Mechal Shabbos, which is the equivalent of being Oved Avodah Zorah, to prevent somebody from being Oved Avodah Zorah. However, he brings down from the Rambam, this is specifically only talking about desecrating Shabbos publicly over here, because that is equal to being kofra ma'isa bereishis. But if somebody just is mechal Shabbos in private, so then that would not have the same halachic status. With this, we can now say we are concluding Simin Shin Vav, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will now start Simin Shin Zayin, which deals with the related dinim of Dine Shabbos Hatluyim B'dibor. What's appropriate sprach? What's appropriate speech for a person to have on Shabbos? This is a long Simin, 22 Se'ifim, and we begin with Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber tells us, the famous Pasuk, wrote down the Gemara in Shabbos from Yeshaya, where it says, V'daber Dovor. And that teaches us, the Mechaber tells us, your speech has to be appropriate. Shelo yeh dirburcha shel Shabbos kedirburcha shel chol. The way that a person talks on Shabbos has to be different than the way that a person talks on a weekday. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, hilchach, the Mechaber tells us, aser lomar dovar ploni esel lemachar. A person is not allowed to say, this dovar ploni, this thing I will do tomorrow. Or, O schora plonis, or this business deal, eknil mocha, I will go purchase tomorrow. And afilu besichas devarim betalim, also laharbas. And even talking non-business things, talking just stam things, devarim betalim, simple, lighthearted things, also laharbas. A person shouldn't spend his time on Shabbos to a great extent doing such things, even though they may be permissible or at best not a problem for a person to speak them on a weekday. That's not the way one should spend their Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, B'davka, this is true, im hudava she'asu lasosu b'Shabbos. What we're talking here is when you're talking about things that it would be forbidden to do on Shabbos, so you shouldn't talk about them on Shabbos. V'afil muraki yisu d'rabbanan, even if they're only forbidden on a d'rabbanan level. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, yeshakasu da'afilu dvar mitzvah, even if you're dealing with a dvar mitzvah which you can't do on Shabbos. For example, kagon k'siva sefer Torah. The writing of a sefer Torah is a big mitzvah, but you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Or v'chi ha'gadol, or anything similar to that. Also lomar esel mochar. A person shouldn't say on Shabbos, tomorrow I will write a sefer Torah. Tomorrow I write tefillin and mezuzahs. Because you can't do them on Shabbos, so that's considered dabed dovid. That's considered a violation of the concept that your speech on Shabbos should be different than your speech on a weekday. However, avol bel yirabah. These three achronim cholkim aleim, they disagree over here. V'sovrim dekol ledvar mitzvah shori, that if you want to speak about a dvar mitzvah, even though you can't do that mitzvah on Shabbos, they disagree and say you would be in fact allowed to go and talk about this on Shabbos. So if you want to speak on Shabbos all day long, then I'm going to write a sefer Torah tomorrow. That's not a problem. However, they also agree. Mikol mokum nochem lechatil lahakmir kishen tzorech lezeh b'dibur hayom. However, even though it may be permissible to talk about writing the Sefer Torah tomorrow, if there's no purpose in your saying, I'm going to write the Sefer Torah tomorrow, so then it would be preferable, even to these Achronim, that you not speak about it on Shabbos. And he says, go further look in the Tosefah Shabbos for a further discussion about this. However, but if it's going to somehow make you lazy, if you don't talk about it, it's going to make you forget or not do it, so then then certainly if talking about it, you're telling your friends, oh, I'm doing this tomorrow, and that will make certain that you do it, so then it would be permissible. Because this then is considered damiru l'gavoa heavy k'neder, because now it's as if you're saying it out loud, it's as if you're saying it to Shemayim, and it's as if you make a neder, and this would therefore be okay. And again, it says, look in the Tosefa Shabbos for further discussion. Mr. Brook continues and writes, also la'akev ein Yehudi b'Shabbos b'shvil hachov. You likewise shouldn't go and stop a non-Jewish person on Shabbos in regards to a debt that he owes you. D'zeo akol b'chlal mimtzol chetziko, because that certainly falls into the category of doing your business on Shabbos, which you shouldn't do. However, avo yochol lomar achakach b'chol l'shofet, but you could go tell the judge or the police or something like that on a weekday, listen, I need you to go take care of this person. He's only around here on Shabbos, and please, I need to collect this debt if you can do this. And you're allowed to tell this judge, Madua lo ikafto eini yudi b'Shabbos. Why didn't you go and stop that non-Jewish person on Shabbos? He owes me money. Kidei sheyovin v'yakvenu l'Shabbos haba kishis damin lo. And in this way, he'll know the next time that non-Jewish person is here on Shabbos that he should go and act upon it. Mishnah Berurah does bring down the Tshuvas Habach, Simen Kuf Mem Vav, where he permits you, Matir Mishyesh L'chov Eitzel Anas, if somebody extorted money from you, and you want to get it back from him, and the only place you can do this is on Shabbos, U'B'Shabbos Nodelo Shu Yelech Menoyir, and on Shabbos you find out that this guy is leaving the city, this person who owes you money, extorted money from you, is leaving the city, Devshu Shalo Yoshevot, and he may not come back, in that situation, Mutir Lelech B'Shabbos, Likbol Olah, then you would be allowed to go to the authorities even on Shabbos, Eitzel Asar Shifren, who would go to the government, the ruler over there, that you should be able to get back your money. Because the b'makom say the logozu, because to suffer a financial loss over here, that wasn't part of the rule, so to say. You would be allowed to go speak about this to the authorities on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Enu Yehudi shoyo tofus etzel ha-shofet, bishu Yehudi shoyo chayevlo. If there's a non-Jewish person who is being held prisoner, he was being put in debtor's jail over here on behalf of a debt that was owed to a Jewish person, the Jewish person is allowed to go to the judge and tell him that he will go take some sort of a collateral over here from the non-Jewish person and you can let the person out of jail. In other words, another non-Jewish person could, so to say, provide collateral for this debtor. However, but you're not allowed to tell him to write it down because you can't cause them to go write down on your behalf. And this brought down even the Achronim. Finally, brings down from the Elyar Rabin, Simen Kuresh Mem Dalet, Im Eino Yehudi Chayev Lo, if a non-Jewish person owes him money, V'yari Shema Yisa B'Shabbos, and you're afraid that the guy's going to run away, and it's Shabbos. Yochel Yisroos Elov Kidei Shitim B'Shvilo L'Chaveiro Ein Yehudi. You're allowed to go and appear in front of him in order that he should give it to a non-Jewish person on your behalf. V'asur L'Akiv Nichsi Ruvim B'Yad Shimon B'Shabbos. But you're not allowed to go to a Jewish person over here and take something from him on Shabbos in order to be like a collateral for a debt. A number of Dershu footnotes that we want to quickly go through. Dershu foot number one tells us over here, for a person to speak on Shabbos, v'lomar shaploni yasim alochem ocher, for you to say that somebody else should do work tomorrow, so then the Eishel Avrami Bochach brings down that that's actually permissible, because that's not within your power to do. So I'm not allowed to say, I will do work tomorrow, but you would theoretically be allowed to say that Yankel is going to go do work tomorrow. But he still leaves it with a tzarachin, whether this is right or not. Dershu foot number two brings down, person allowed to speak on Yom Kippur regarding foods that he's going to prepare matzah Yom Kippur. Or similarly, can he speak on Pesach about chametz that he's going to be eating after Pesach? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that's permissible. And he explains, Shegedar Yisr Shel Daber Dover, this idea that you'll speak Shabbos-tick of things on Shabbos, Shekivin Shesorich Adam Lahargish B'Shabbos, Kilu Ko Melachto Asuya, person should always assume, as we pointed out, that Hashem, so to say, is taking care of all your work for you. And Shabbos is a day of rest from work. So therefore, Asru Chazal Ledaber B'Melocha, She'asa L'Asos B'Shabbos. Therefore, you shouldn't even talk about work that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because that seems to be denying this idea that Hashem is taking care of all the things for you. Shadibur Atzmo Nechshav Kolocha, because in this situation, the actual speech is like Melocha. And therefore, Lo Asru Ledaber B'Nyoni Achila, in regards to talking about food, where there's not an Inyan Melacha over here, so there is no forbiddance according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Dershu number four wants to also explain to us the Tshuvas Habach that the Mishnah Berurah brought down that said that you would be allowed to go and get money from the extortionist who's leaving town, while you're allowed to talk about it, he says that that's not such a Zilzul Shabbos in that situation as opposed to actually doing something physically. And he adds, in addition, since Chazal permitted you to do Divrei Chol, to speak Divrei Chol, Avur Tzorchei Rabim, and he says, so this is similar to Tzorchei Rabim over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chos HaMamonim Shoyisrael. That concludes today's shiur.